is the Writer's Almanac for July the 29th, Sunday, 2007. It's the birthday of Alexis de Tocqueville, born in Paris, 1805, remembered for his book Democracy in America, which he wrote after coming to America. He was just 26 years old, arrived in Manhattan May the 11th, 1831, at sunrise, and spent 9 months in this country, traveling more than 7,000 miles by steamer and stagecoach and horse, going as far west as Green Bay, Wisconsin, as far south as New Orleans. More than anything else, de Tocqueville was impressed by the fact that American democracy actually worked. He wrote, "America demonstrates invincibly one thing that I had doubted up to now, that the middle classes can govern a state, despite their small passions, their incomplete education, their vulgar habits. They can obviously provide a practical sort of intelligence, and that turns out to be enough." He also believed that one of the fundamental characteristics of all Americans was a certain kind of restlessness in search of happiness. It's the birthday of Don Marquis, born in Walnut, Illinois, 1878, who said, "Upon entering the newspaper business, all the troubles of my earlier years disappeared as if by magic." He created for his newspaper column the characters Archie the Cockroach and Mehitabel the Alley Cat. Archie and Mehitabel. It's the birthday of the novelist Booth Tarkington, born in Indianapolis, 1869, wrote a whole string of popular novels, Gentleman from Indiana, The Magnificent Ambersons, Alice Adams. In 1921, the magazine Publishers Weekly took a poll of booksellers who was the greatest American writer, and Booth Tarkington was number one, ahead of Edith Wharton, Sinclair Lewis, Robert Frost, and Carl Sandburg. And it's the birthday of the poet Stanley Kunitz, born in Worcester, Massachusetts, 1905, whose breakthrough as a writer, he said, came when his mother and sisters had all died. He said, "The disappearance of my family liberated me. It gave me a sense that I was the only survivor. And if the experiences of my life, whatever it meant, were to be told, it was within my power to do so, and only within my power. And that gave me strength." Here's a poem for today by Sharon Olds entitled "The Clasp." She was four, he was one. It was raining, we had colds, we had been in the apartment 2 weeks straight. I grabbed her to keep her from shoving him over on his face again. And when I had her wrist in my grasp, I compressed it fiercely for a couple of seconds to make an impression on her, to hurt her, our beloved firstborn. I even almost savored the stinging sensation of the squeezing, the expression into her of my anger. Never, never again, the righteous chant accompanying the clasp. It happened very fast. Grab, crush, 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 release. And at the first extra force, she swung her head as if checking who this was and looked at me and saw me. Yes, this was her mom. Her mom was doing this. Her dark, deeply open eyes took me in. She knew me in the shock of the moment. She learned me. This was her mother, one of the two whom she most loved, the two who loved her most, near the source of love, was this. The Clasp, a poem by Sharon Olds from her collection The Unswept Room, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeInPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.